Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspaper say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Headless Valley. Throughout the ages, legends of supernatural beings have appeared in every country of the world. The frontier of our West in the 1870s was no exception. Deep in the inner recesses of the Toyabe Range of Nevada lay an almost inaccessible retreat known as Headless Valley. Here, a series of incidents occurred which commenced as a joke and almost ended in murder. Our story opens as a huge hulk of a rider reins to a halt at a lonely mountain cabin.
Whoa! Whoa there, horse! Frank! Frank Yannis! Frank, where are you? Where are you, huh? Frank? Oh, there you are, Frank. Why didn't you say back when I called you?
What is it, Sime?
Well, you heard me calling you. Why didn't you tell me back that you was here?
Because of the idiot way you call me. How many times do I have to tell you not to start yelling when you're right up to the shack?
Well, I'm sorry, Frank. I keep forgetting.
You keep forgetting.
Well, I do, Frank. You know it's hard for me to remember things.
Hard for you to remember things. What were you yelling about anyhow?
Oh, I rode back from town real quick to tell you...
To tell me what?
To tell you... Gee, Frank, when you bawl me out like that, I can't remember nothing. I can't remember what I was going to tell you.
Of all the thick-skull, lame-brain wooden heads, that made-up headless horseman they tell about here in the valley has more sense than you do.
Oh, that's what it's about, Frank. How'd you know?
How'd I know what? What are you chomping about?
It was about the headless horseman. That's what I wanted to tell you.
What about him?
Them two old prospectors, Ike Tolliver and Oscar Scheel. They was talking about him.
What'd they say?
Something about the headless horseman bringing them gold nuggets and good luck.
Now, wait a minute. Did they mention what kind of luck? Did they say they'd found a gold mine? Did you hear the location, did you?
I don't remember, Frank. When you asked me so many questions all at one time, I forget.
It don't matter. I knew sooner or later them two old coots would stumble on the pay dirt.
Oh, I knew you'd be glad to hear what I had to tell you, Frank. That's why I was yelling when I rolled up.
Yeah, it's all right, Sime.
And you ain't mad at me no more.
I ain't mad at nobody. We're gonna play a joke on them two old codgers.
Yeah, joke. What kind of a joke, Frank?
A joke that'll scare him into selling out cheap. Or maybe one that'll scare him to death.
Oh, pots and pans. Won't need you no more. Gonna get me a cook and a fancy store.
Order!
And I don't know why I'm doing the cooking anyhow. It's Oscar's turn.
Hey, Ike! Ike Tolliver!
Yeah, I reckon I hadn't ought to have done it, cause it ain't my turn to cook, but I'm fixing eats anyhow.
Ike, I'm short!
That chair'll be fit for firewood if you set down in it that way again.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be did that doodle if you don't look like you've set eyes on a ghost. Or even the headless horseman.
How'd you know, Ike?
How'd I know what, Oscar?
About the headless horseman. You must have seen him, too. He chased me almost to the cabin. Come nigh on to catching me.
Hey, you're expecting me to believe you.
Well, you better start believing me, you addle-pated gooch.
Well, I'll be flip-flop-flop, Jack. What are you trying to pull, Oscar Shields?
I tell you, I know what I saw, Ike Tolliver. 'Twas the headless horseman, just as sure as I'm standing here talking to you.
I reckon I begin to catch on.
It's about time. Now, if I hadn't saw it with my own eyes...
For all these years, we've been prospecting partners together.
What?
Trying to pull that kind of a shabby trick on me.
Well, I'll be a ring-tailed ragoon in a willow-walla tree. You still don't believe me?
Of course I don't, you swindling jayhawker. Just because we finally found gold, you're trying to scare me away from here.
I am not.
You are, too, only it ain't gonna work.
Yeah? What you taking that shooting iron off the wall for?
To use on you if I have to, you double-dealing polecat.
Well, two can play that kind of game, you long-nosed varmint. Soon as I find my six-shooter. Now, you disbelieving gunslinging tadpole, go ahead and shoot.
Why, you, I'll show you. Where's that salt? Here.
What you pouring that salt on the floor for?
I'm pouring it right down the middle of the room, ain't I? Now, you stay on your side of the room and I'll stay on the mine.
All right, I will.
Good. And don't talk to me neither. I don't want to hear none of your empty-headed prattling about no old wives' tales.
Well, you won't. You won't hear a word out of me, you cantankerous old cougar. Only I hope the next time the headless horseman chases somebody, it's you. And I hope he rides you right plumb into the ground.
Bushwan poppycock. Starting that stuff again. Well, I'll be bing-bang-boodled if I ain't gonna stay here and get my share of that mine, even if I have to shoot you to do it.
Why, you all I told you couldn't hit the side of a barn if you aimed at it. And if you do cross that line, I'll be the one who does the shooting. I'll shoot you dead.
Oh, Pancho, not like this.
What is the matter, Pancho? Are you cold?
Oh, no, Cisco, not cold. Pancho just not like this, riding at nighttime.
We have ridden during the night before, Chico.
Si, but this is different.
The only difference is that I want to get the assay report back to Senor Ike and Senor Oscar as soon as possible. You know they are anxiously waiting for it.
Why they got to live in such a place? Headless Valley.
Because this is where they found the gold. From the report, it is a rich strike.
Headless Valley. Besides that, they got to have a headless horseman, too.
Once and for all, Pancho, get it straight. It is just a made-up story.
Well, maybe not, Cisco. Maybe it could be ghostesses.
There are no such things as ghosts, Pancho. And there is no such thing as a headless horseman.
Are you really, truly honest for sure of this, Cisco?
Of course I am, Chico. Legends like the headless horseman are told all over the world. An hombre named Nathaniel Hawthorne once wrote such a story.
Oh, he do that, Cisco?
Si. Someday I'll read it to you.
Oh, bueno. Pancho like that. Oh, Pancho not really believe in such stories, Cisco.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, anyway, if Pancho meet up with the headless horseman, Pancho use the bullwhip on him.
Pancho. You never will grow up.
That right, Cisco. Pancho not grow up no more. Pancho just grow wider.
Well, not so much noise, amigo. We will wake Senor Ike and Senor Oscar. There's the cabin just ahead.
Oh, si. Hold on.
Whatever. Ho. On second thought, perhaps we should wake them and tell them the good news, eh?
Si, Cisco. They want to know about their gold mine.
All right, come on.
We surprised them, huh?
That is right. They do not expect us to return until tomorrow.
Oh, they snore louder than even Pancho do.
As soon as I light the lamp, we will awaken them.
Oh, no. No, Cisco, let Pancho make the big surprise. Pancho get the dishpan and bang on it with a soup spoon.
Now, Pancho.
Oh, please, Cisco, please.
Very well.
Here are the pots and pans. Pancho,
you all right?
Si, Cisco. But Pancho not get hit from those bullets.
Senor Oscar, do not be alarmed. Cisco and Pancho.
Cisco, Pancho, let me get this lamp, please.
Hey, you back so soon, Cisco? What'd you find out?
Well, you can see for yourselves as soon as the lamp is lit.
Yeah, there. It's gone.
Oh, you not should be so quick to shoot with a gun. You almost killed Pancho.
Me shoot you, Pancho? Well, it weren't me. Must have been that rattle-headed used-to-was partner of mine.
Hey, don't you believe him, Pancho. He's not only gone crazy as a hoot owl, he's even taken to lying.
Why, you, I'll be get gazazzled if I'll take
senores,
that to you.
Senores, what has happened here?
He's trying to blame me.
Well, I couldn't have done the shooting.
What has happened between you two old amigos?
I'll prove it weren't me that done that shooting, Cisco. There, see? Didn't have no shells in this shotgun.
Yeah, and I can prove it weren't me. Because there ain't no bullets in this here six gun. And there never was none.
All the time you were threatening to kill me, you didn't have no bullets in that gun.
Well, neither did you. Just because you're so dumb you don't believe in the headless horseman don't mean I have to kill you, does it?
Oh, the headless horseman, Cisco, he say it. Pancho, here he say it.
Quieto. Now, one at a time. You first, Senor Oscar.
I tried to tell his knob-headed numbskull partner that I saw the headless horseman with my own eyes. The blasted thing chased me.
Oh, listen to that one gallus redneck.
Oh, you hear that, Cisco? The headless horseman chasing Senor Oscar.
All right, now settle down, all of you. Now, about those gunshots. Neither you, Senor Reich, nor you, Senor Oscar, fired a gun.
That's right.
Not me.
Pancho, what about you? Did you get excited?
Well, Cisco, Pancho not would shoot at Pancho. It got to be that headless hombre would do it. Aye.
Yeah, that's what it's got to be. Them's my sentiments.
Well, I'll be skedaddled. In a minute, you two local rannies will be having me believing
it. Not so fast. One thing is certain. Someone very much alive fired those gunshots.
Well, who could it be, Cisco?
You tell me. Who else knows about the gold strike?
Nobody.
Then somehow, someone has learned about it. And that someone intends to get control of it, even if he has to commit murder.
Can't you hold that horse still, Sime?
Yeah, Frank, I'm doing it. Whoa, horse.
Anytime I let you out of my sight, you do something wrong.
Well, I done what you told me to, Frank. I chased that old prospector with my coat buttoned over my head so's I'd look like the headless horseman.
Who told you to shoot into the cabin?
Oh, I figured to scare him some more.
Would have been all right if the Cisco kid and his partner hadn't showed up. Are you sure them old buzzards call that hombre Cisco?
Oh, yep, I'm sure, Frank, real sure. Let me pick a fight with him. I'll bust him in two.
No, we'll do it my way, with his straw-filled dummy tied to the saddle. There. Well tied.
Oh, it sure looks like a headless horseman. Can I have that coat after this is over, Frank?
I'm thinking of how to get rid of this Cisco kid, and all you worry about is a blasted coat.
But I like it, Frank. Can I have it, please?
Can't you wait, you nuthead? We'll see first if Cisco falls for the bait and comes running out of the house when he hears the horse.
Well, then, can I have it?
You can have it. After Cisco's dead. Now, Caius, get! Hiya! Hiya! Hiya!
And because the preceding events have been so strange, it is possible that Cisco will fall into the trap and be killed. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welsh rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals, butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Headless Valley. Frank Yantis and his half-wit companion, Syme, attempt to frighten prospectors Ike Tolliver and Oscar Scheel into selling their gold strike. When this fails due to the fact that Cisco and Pancho arrive on the scene, Frank sets up a plan which he hopes will enable him to ambush Cisco. A dummy is rigged on the back of a horse to look like the legendary Headless Horseman. Frank whips up the horse and sends it toward the cabin where Cisco is asleep. Then he prepares to kill Cisco the moment Cisco steps from the cabin.
Pancho, wake up. There's a rider coming. Where are my boots? Here. The other one. Pancho, Senor Ike. Senor Oscar, wake up, wake up. What is it, Cisco?
What happened?
Shh, horse and rider are coming.
No, what a night. I don't reckon it's intended we should get any sleep.
Santo Domingo to Rio Grande.
What you see, Cisco? What?
The rider, look.
Hey, the headless hombre.
Hey, the headless horseman?
We will see.
Cisco, not go out there.
Balled up.
Cisco, come back. 3 times they shoot that ghost and he not fall down. Come back. Cisco!
That bullet hit him!
Hell, don't be standing there. Help me get Cisco inside the cabin.
I got his shoulders. You pick up his feet, Ike.
What do you think I'm doing?
Oh, Cisco, why you not listen to Pancho? Oh,
go on in and light the lamp, Pancho.
Si, Senor Oscar.
Wait till I kick the door shut.
All right, amigos, put me down.
Cisco, you not killed?
Of course not. Do not light that lamp, Pancho.
Well, I'll be bit bad bedaddled. He was playing possum all the time.
That is right, Senor Ike. Stay away from the window while I look.
Oh, you not even hurt, Cisco?
No, I'm not, Chico.
I thought sure that headless horseman gunned you down.
How come you two escape him?
Oh, now you got to believe he a ghost, Cisco. Oh, Pancho see you shoot 3 bullets right through him and he not fall down.
Not a sound out there.
What if he should come back?
Well...
Aye.
The 3 of you are like old women.
But
nothing. It was nothing but a coat stuffed with straw on that horse. Do you think I would have put those bullets through it if it had been an hombre?
Oh, then how it could shoot back at you?
The shot that was fired at me came from the top of the knoll. The 3 of you had not been so petrified with fright, you would have seen it yourselves.
Thundering tumbleweeds. I told you all along.
What a whopper. You was as scared as we was, Ike Tolliver. Wasn't he, Pancho?
See.
Now listen to me. Instead of arguing, begin thinking. Now, who is after your mine? I pretended to be hit in order to draw him out. It seems I failed.
I don't know who it could be.
Me neither.
Oh, Pancho neither, too. Of
course you could know, Pancho.
See, if that varmint was shot at, you think you're dead, Cisco? He may show his hand.
Well, that is what I am hoping for. If he does not, he will certainly try to ambush one of us again. And the next time, he may succeed.
Is it time yet, Frank?
Just about. Bring that coat and come on, Sime. It'll be a full moon tonight.
Oh, just look at this birdie coat, Frank. 6 bullet holes in it. And 3 gunshots of Cisco's went in the back and right out the front.
Lucky thing you weren't in that coat last night. I reckon I knew what I was doing when I filled it with straw.
Oh, you sure do, Frank. Oh, I wished I was as smart as you. Well, I reckon I don't need to be, though, because I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. We still don't know what we want to know. Hurry and saddle up your horse.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you killed the Cisco kid last night for what he done to my pretty coat.
Steady, Caius. It's only a saddle. That was last night. I'm only interested in what happens tonight.
Why don't you let me go on into that cabin and bust them all up with my fists? I can do it and find out about their mind. Why don't you let me, huh?
You don't savvy no more than a mule-eared rabbit. I told you this is the way it's got to be done.
Oh, yep, you're right, Frank. That's the way. Frank, what way?
You mean to say you forgot already?
Oh, tell me again, Frank. I won't forget again.
I want you to button that coat over the top of your head and pretend to be the headless horseman.
The headless horseman, yeah.
I ain't sure them old buzzards got a mind. I only think they have. If you kill them, I'll never find out.
No, you never find out, no.
Now, with Cisco out of the way, you can scare them rock farmers so they'll be willing to sell whatever they got. Savvy?
Oh, I won't forget. I'll scare them all right.
Come here, Jughead.
Oh, what do you want, Frank? Oh, you mean the horse. Come on, horse!
You got it straight? Well, you got it straight?
Who, me? Oh, I thought you meant the horse. Yeah, I got it straight, Frank.
Of all the dim-witted...
I'll remember everything you said for me to do.
Be sure you do. I'll be waiting on the same knoll I dry-gutched Cisco from last night.
Frank... I just thought of something.
Yeah, what?
After you get them prospectors to sell out to you, what'd you pay them with? We got no money.
Who needs money? We'll pay them with a belly full of bullets and a trip down Salt River. Face up. Get up there.
Oh, get out, horse. Get out.
There's going to be a full moon tonight, Pancho.
Oh, that good. We'll be able to see everything, Senor Oscar.
Somebody's coming. Where's my gun?
Oh, but Pancho got the gun, too. Not be afraid.
Oh. Pancho, Senor Oscar. Why the guns?
Oh, it only you, Cisco.
Yeah, we thought maybe...
No. Just a final checkup. I am sure that straw-filled dummy of your so-called headless horseman will make another appearance.
Si.
Yeah, we know what to do, Cisco. We'll make our way to the knoll that maverick was on last night.
Bueno, Senor Ike and I will approach from the other side. Unless I am very much mistaken, we can surround and capture that coyote.
Si, we do doozy.
Keep your eyes and ears open. Hasta luego.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, hasta luego, Cisco. Quiet, loco. Cisco say we got to be very quiet like a mouse.
This cowhawk, long-eared mountain canary of a mule. Shut up, Arabella. This ain't no time to sing.
A rider is coming.
Well, there ain't no cause for alarm, Pancho. Oh. Must be Cisco or I coming to complain about the mule.
Oh, si, Senor Oscar. That got to be... look, the headless horseman.
Where's my gun? Oh, what's the matter with us, Pancho? It's only the same straw-filled dummy that Cisco shot at last night.
Oh, see? Yeah. There are the bullet holes. Yeah. Oh, you not fool us again, you dummy, you.
Who's that dummy? Who you calling
that
dummy?
Wait for me.
Oh, Pancho, not can wait for nobody.
The headless horseman. He's getting off his horse and following us. Hurry.
Oh, Pancho, doozy. Cisco! Cisco!
Yeah, into the cabin, Pancho.
Hurry. Lock the door.
Yeah. Lean against the door, Pancho. Don't let him in.
Oh, that's what Pancho doing.
Nobody's gonna call me a dummy.
Oh, push. Push, Senor Oscar. Not let that headless hombre in. Push.
I'm pushing as hard as I can. I can't hold it. Please, Mr. Headless Horseman.
The headless horseman's gonna crush your heads together until you ain't got none. Just like me.
Pancho, Senor Oscar, what's the matter?
Santos.
Boo! I'm the headless horseman.
You big ape. Get that silly coat down from over your head.
Mother mia.
It's time.
You tore my pretty coat. Now I'm going to tear you to pieces.
I have taken all the nonsense that I intend to.
Wait till I get my hands on you.
Try to. Comes the ox. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. Do it.
He does it, Cisco. Oh, crap. He knocked out Cole.
Big dumb galoot. Who do you think was afraid of him anyhow?
Oh, you afraid of him? You and Pancho both a big sissies until Cisco beat that coyote up.
Go on, Ike. Get in there.
That's Frank Yatta, Cisco. He got the drop on me when you went to help Pancho and Oscar. I couldn't help it.
The sidewinder who tried to dry gulch me.
This time I won't miss.
You did, Miss Curdy. You will never get the chance to use a gun again.
Bueno, Cisco. Both bandidos out cold.
Well, Senor Ike, what do you and Senor Oscar and Pancho think of the headless horseman now, eh?
Well, I'll be dit-dat doodled.
I'll be dit-dat doodled, too.
And Pancho be dit-dat doodled three. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, those two bandidos, they very bad men, and they get a long time in the jail for what they tried to do to us.
Si. And now that the truth about Headless Valley is known, there'll be no more stories about headless horsemen.
Si. Senor Ike say he like to hire that dumbbell sign to hunt their gold mine so that nobody come around and bother them.
Well, that is not a bad idea. You know, for $10, Senor Ike could probably get Sime to scare anyone out of their wits.
No. Pancho only pay him $5.
But, Pancho, I said $10. Why do you say only $5?
Because that Sime only a half wit.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
Oh.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.